Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Hundreds of people have gathered at the Coffs Harbour jetty calling for action to address an alarming rise in incidents of domestic violence. Yesterday's event, organised by not-for-profit group What Were You Wearing Australia, part of a weekend of rallies across the country. It's prompted Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to make domestic violence the sole agenda item at Wednesday's Cabinet meeting. A reminder, help and support is available 24 hours a day on 1800 RESPECT. There's no shortage of choice when it comes to buying a home locally at the moment. Fresh data from PropTrack shows the number of local house listings is up 15% year on year for the Mid-North Coast and 11% in the Coffs Grafton area.
Partly that was to do with Easter falling a little earlier. We know a lot of people like to sell their homes ahead of that Easter period, so we've really seen a big boost in the number of homes up for sale.
That's spokesperson Anne Flaherty. Today marks the official start of Term 2, and although many Mid-North Coast schools will be having student-free days, drivers are reminded that school zones will be in force. Minister Jenny Acheson says we need to be extra careful.
Look, the most important thing is to keep your speed down to the posted speed limit, which is generally 40 kilometres around all schools. Make sure you're looking out for children. They're some of our most vulnerable road users. They can often dash in a way that is a bit unpredictable and unsafe.
And good news from police, a 27-year-old man who'd been reported missing from Laurieton since last Tuesday has been found safe and well. Group 3 Rugby League has returned to fields across the Mid-North Coast, and it was a stellar first-grade debut for Mackay Kelly with 2 tries and 1 try assist, helping the Maclay Valley Mustangs to a 36-14 win over Foster Tuncurry. Old Bar Wingham and the Port Sharks also picked up first-round wins. In Group 2, the Ghosts and Panthers couldn't be separated in Round 3, coming away with a 12-all draw, while Maxville took a 26-18 win over the Rebels and Woolgoolga down the Comets by 12.